To live through the days, sometimes you moan like deer, sometimes you sigh. The world says, stop that. Another sigh. Another, stop that. Moaning elicits laughter, sighing upsets. Perhaps each sigh is drawn into existence to pull in, pull under, who knows? Truth be told, you could no more control those sighs than that which brings the sighs about. The sigh is the pathway to breathe. It allows breathing. That's just self-preservation. No one fabricates that. You sit down, you sigh. You stand up, you sigh. The sighing is a whirring exhale of an ache. You wouldn't call it an illness. Still, it is not the iteration of free being. What else to liken yourself to but an animal, the ruminant kind? You like to think memory goes far back through remembering was never recommended. Forget all that, the world says. The world's had a lot of practice. No one should adhere to the facts that contribute to narrative, the facts that create lies. To your mind, feelings are what create a person, something unwilling, something wild, vandalizing whatever the skull holds. Those sensations form a someone. The headaches begin then. Don't wear sunglasses in the house, the world says, though they soothe, soothe, sight, soothe you. The head's ache evaporates into a state of numbness, a cave of sighs. Over the years, you lose the melodrama of seeing yourself as a patient. The sighing ceases, the headaches remain. You hold your head in your hands. You sit still. Rarely do you lie down. You ask yourself, how can I help you? A glass of water? Sunglasses? The inter-recoded tablets live in your purse next to your license. The sole action is to turn on tennis matches without the sound. Yes, and though watching tennis isn't a cure for feeling, it is a clean displacement of effort, will, and disappointment. The world is wrong. You can't put the past behind you. It's buried in you. It's turned your flesh into its own cupboard. Not everything remembered is useful, but it all comes from the world to be stored in you. Who did what to whom on which day? Who said that? She said what? What did he just do? Did she really just say that? He said what? What did she do? Did I hear what I think I heard? Did that just come out of my mouth, his mouth, your mouth? Do you remember when you sighed? Memory is a tough place. You were there. If this is not the truth, it is also not a lie. There are benefits to being without nostalgia. Certainly, nostalgia and being without nostalgia relieve the past. Sitting here, there are no memories to remember, just the ball going back and forth, shored up by this external net. The problem is not one of a lack of memories. The problem is simply a lack before, during, and after. The chin in your cheek fit into the palm of your hand. Feeling better? The ball isn't being returned. Someone is approaching the umpire. Someone is upset now. You fumble around for the remote to cancel mute. The player says something, and the formerly professional umpire looks down from her high chair as if regarding an unreasonable child. A small animal. The commentator wonders if the player will be able to put this incident aside. No one can get behind the feeling that caused a pause in the match, not even the player trying to put her feelings behind her, dumping ball after ball into the net. Though you can retire with an injury, you can't walk away because you feel bad. Feel good, feel better, move forward, let it go, come on, come on, come on. In due time, the ball is going back and forth over the net. Now the sound can be turned back down. Your fingers cover your eyes, press them deep into their sockets. Too much commotion, too much for a head remembering to ache. Move on, let it go, come on.